Threat modeling is a systematic practice for identifying potential security threats to a system. It defines the scope by mapping system boundaries, components, and the critical assets to protect. By examining attacker goals, system weaknesses, and possible attack paths, teams can prioritize defense strategies and integrate security early in design. This approach streamlines decision-making, reduces costs, and builds more resilient applications and infrastructure. An asset is anything of value, such as data, services, or devices, that must be protected. A threat is any potential source of harm, whether from an attacker, system failure, or other adverse event. A vulnerability is a weakness in design, implementation, or configuration that can be exploited. Mitigations are the safeguards and controls put in place to reduce the likelihood or impact of a successful attack. Threat modeling helps teams uncover design weaknesses before coding begins, reducing expensive rework and security incidents. By prioritizing the highest impact risks, organizations can focus resources on the most critical protections and meet regulatory or contractual requirements. Common use cases include securing new applications, hardening infrastructure in cloud environments, and evaluating Internet of Things deployments for emerging threats. The high-level threat modeling process begins with defining scope and system context, including boundaries, data flows, and key components. Next, identify critical assets and entry points to map where sensitive information resides. Enumerate potential threats and vulnerabilities by considering attacker goals, entry methods, and system weaknesses. Assess risk by estimating the likelihood of each threat and its potential impact on assets. Prioritize mitigation actions based on risk level and resource constraints. Finally, document and deliver clear artifacts, such as system diagrams, a threat register, a risk assessment matrix, and a mitigation plan, and schedule regular reviews to keep the model current. To get started with threat modeling, choose tools that fit your team's workflow. Diagramming applications like Draw.io or Visio for data flow maps, and dedicated platforms such as the Microsoft Threat Modeling Tool or OWASP Threat Dragon for automated checks. Follow a proven framework, for example, Stride for classifying threat categories or the process for attack simulation and threat analysis to structure your work. Adopt best practices by integrating threat modeling early in design, involving developers, architects, and operations from the outset, and updating models periodically as your system evolves. Finally, store artifacts in a shared repository, use version control for model changes, and schedule regular reviews to ensure your defenses keep pace with new risks.